Where did the name Cakes come from? All right, so I feel like this should be the podcast where we talk about it.
Hey, it feels right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show. My name is Cakes Mitchell. A little different here today, guys. We don't have Nick. There is no Nick. It is just I, Mr. Cakes Mitchell. And you might be wondering, where is Nick at? Well, you know, it is Christmas time. You know, people are around. People are doing stuff. I think Nick is actually working today. So he is nowhere to be found. A lot of people, guys, don't know. Me and Nick live in two separate states. Hold on, I think this is lagging a little bit. Let me change this out. That is not gonna work. We're gonna change that to a lower thing. Hopefully that works. So everyone, audio. I'm actually streaming this live on YouTube, and my laptop is not having it. Maybe if I make this smaller, it'll be a little bit better. Let's see if that works, guys. All right, yeah, so Nick is working, you know. He's not around. It's just me, it's just the cakester, it's just your guy, it's just your friendly neighborhood cake. And we're just vibing. So we're here live, so something that we might try to do is I'm going to go live. I'm going to have you guys ask questions on YouTube, and I'm going to answer the questions. We just talk and see where the conversation takes us. I have no real plan. There's no questions prepared. So we're just gonna roll into it. So drop your questions in the chat, guys. If you want to support us, I can guarantee your question if you drop a super chat. Definitely not needed, but if you want it to do that, that will guarantee your question and also helps support the podcast. How's the weather? Weather's good. You know, I need to get this core for everybody on YouTube and the YouTube live. I had to go get this cord from Target, but my girlfriend actually took my car to work, and then she has her Jeep here, and I think she accidentally took the garage. There's like a parking garage where we stay, and I think she accidentally took that by accident, just out of habit. So I could not get her Jeep out of the garage. So I ended up having to run to Target to get this cord to be able to record this podcast. So, you know, I'm just dedicated. What two states do you guys live in? So I live in Maryland. I'm in Annapolis, Maryland. And Nick actually lives in Culpeper, Virginia. And a lot of people don't know is that we live 2.5 hours apart. We don't live right next to each other. So we meet up usually every Tuesday, Thursday, and we make content, so 2 days a week. But lately, for those of you who don't know, I'm actually a videographer. That is my main gig. I shoot a lot of weddings and stuff. But I actually came across some work where I'm shooting videos for a construction company that just built a hospital, and they're bringing in like the subcontractors, so the people that put in like the chiller or like the plumbing or the water heater or whatever, that those people come in and explain to the maintenance people how the stuff works, and I just record the people saying it and then give it to them. So that's been on Tuesday, so me and Nick have not been able to link up on Tuesdays because of that. So right now it's just Thursdays, but I think we're going to find a different day to meet up to. Maybe I'll start coming down on Fridays. I also have my Saturdays open now because I don't have any more weddings for a while. So I might go down there, because in person is definitely the best. I think that we might try to figure out a way to do this virtually too. I think that might be interesting. Just because when I go to Culpeper, it is a to and from is like a 4.5 to 5 hour day just on the road. Plus me and Nick usually ended up, you know, doing content for 10-ish hours. I usually get there around like 9:30 is more realistic. And I'll stay till about 6:30. So was that 9 hours? Sometimes a little bit later. But usually around 6:30, I'll head out. And so that's just a really long day. And like to be on the road
and then to do content, and then to be able to keep my energy up enough to be able to produce, you know, a quality podcast. And sometimes we end up recording like two podcasts in the same day. And for me, it's super important that I bring, like, I'm bringing my full self to when we are recording the podcast. Because sometimes it's a grueling day, you know, like, not grueling, like, because I'm hanging out with my friends. So, like, that's not a big deal. But, like, it's just a lot to keep your energy up and on point, and you want to be entertaining for people. But you hit those parts of the day, and everyone knows what I'm talking about. You hit those parts of the day where you're like, it hits you. Like, you feel it. You need to pick me up. You need to eat, and then you need to, like, chill out. And you don't want to force anything. That's the biggest thing, is our whole thing, Freddie, Feels Right, Don't It, is about doing what feels right. And me and Nick are limited, in a sense, to usually 2 days a week to put out the amount of content. And we don't want to force anything ever. So I think, in my mind, having the option to do, like, these virtual things when we're both, like, in our peak moods would really be beneficial. So I haven't really talked to Nick about that, but it's something that, you know, I've been thinking about. And it would make more content for you guys too. I know that, shout out to people on the Patreon, we want to start doing Patreon only episodes. So if you guys are interested, you can go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/thefreddyshow, and we want to start doing one podcast per week that is exclusive to Patreon. That is anyone that is a Patreon at all. So as low as a $5 tier, and we have a $10 and $25 tier. But if you're a patron at all, you know, you can get access to that extra podcast a week. And it might be something like this where we just, you know, talk about whatever. But I just think that would be interesting. How far is Target from you? Yeah, so I went to Target this morning. I ran there. It was about full trip. It was just shy of 3 miles. So I guess a little under a mile and a half there. It took, like, without, like, time in the store, I think it took about a little under 30 minutes. Like, my run there was a lot quicker than my run back. You know, I'm trying to get back into cardio too. I mean, that's the thing. What two states are you in? I think I answered that. What are your holiday plans? So right now, today, that's what I'm hopping. This might be a quicker episode. Today, my family has our Christmas party, which is the week before Christmas. The Saturday before Christmas, all the time, we have our Christmas party. And that way, like, on Christmas, like, I can be with my girlfriend and her family, or, like, my brother can be with his, like, wife and their family. It just makes it easier. My family, like, does a big party the day before. So I have that today. I'm leaving here around, like, 12:31 to go over there, hang out for the day, catch up with my cousins and my uncles and stuff like that. So that should be fun. And then on Christmas, headed to Jersey with my girlfriend's family and kicking it there for a while. So should be a good time. Make sure this is still recording. Hey, you still good on that? Yeah, drop some. Oh, I do not have the live chat. That is an issue. So yeah, drop your questions, guys, if you are so interested. Let me run into this ad read real quick. Just wanted to give a big shout out. Hey, fellas. This episode of The Freddy Show is brought to you by our favorite producers of ball trimmers, Manscaped. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming are leaving 2021 with new product. Clean yourself into new year with the Ultra Premium Body Wash. Also, special offer alert, use code Freddy for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. That's code Freddy, F-R-D-I, Freddy, F-R-D-I, for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. 4 million men already trust Manscaped. Time to join them. My highlight for 2021 was, you know, really having this ball start rolling. Me and my girlfriend moved in together. That was huge. You know, a lot of good things happened to me this year. I don't know why Manscaped wants me to talk about that. What am I looking forward to in 2022? Really growing this, you know, I really want Freddy Show to become something that, you know, is my day job. That would be great if I could just talk to you guys as, like, for a living. I mean, that would be incredible. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Well, I'm also getting a dog with my girlfriend next year. We put the deposit down. We're ready for that. That should be an experience. I'm also super excited for that. What does Freddy stand for? Freddy stands for Feels Right Donut. It comes from WYD6. What are you doing, six? Freddy stands for Feels Right Donut. It's just about going with your gut and doing what you feel is necessary and what you want to do. But again, circling back, just want to say a big shout out to Manscaped for sponsoring the show. They've been sponsoring us for a couple months. Really appreciate them, you know, helping us out. That I use their trimmers literally on my balls, and I use it to groom my face, you know, in my body. I really use the product. We will never support a product or have a product sponsor us that we don't believe in. Manscaped is a great company. Want to give a big shout out again. Use code Freddy, FRDI, for 20% off and free shipping. How did the Yachty podcast happen? That comes from Violin Ann. So the Yachty podcast started because Nick and him had some kind of connection. That'll be a good question for Nick, because it happened because of Nick. I'm not really sure if it happened because Yachty found his music or what the connection was there, but I know the first interest was Nick's music. And then I think they talked a while about possibly working together, and then Yachty, I think, and again, I don't want to speak for Nick. This is just from what Nick told me and then me relaying it to you, so I could get some details wrong. But I think that Yachty told him to come up, and then Nick went to New York. I think Yachty was in New York working on music, told Nick to come up. Nick went up and then, you know, was in the studio, did some stuff with Yachty. And then I think the conversation came up about the Freddy show. And I think that Yachty might have seen, you know, like some clips or whatever on TikTok. Said he was interested. So then I drove up to New York the day after and then made the podcast. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, Yachty's a really cool guy, man. Like, super smart. That dude really has a grasp on who he is, and his morals are straight. He's just a really good, genuine guy. I have nothing but good things to say about Yachty. Super, super cool guy. How long do they stay charged for? From Justin Nee. How long does what stay charged for? How long does what stay charged for? I'm not sure what the question is there. This comes from Amanda. Isn't camping just pretending to be homeless? You know, that's an interesting concept, you know, because, you know, you go into the woods, bring a tent, post it up, and you know, you make fire. You don't use electricity or anything. And you're just like, you know, just trying to survive what it's like to be out there, you know, be out there with the squirrels and the garden gnomes out there with your knockoff Timberland boots and trying to start a fire and then giving up and using a lighter. Camping. I don't think I have never legitimately been camping in my life. Like, I think I've done the whole thing where you take a tent to the backyard. You got a couple, like, you know, lanterns or whatever. But I have not been legit in a tent camping outside in the cold, campfire, all that. And I feel like I'm missing that in my life. Like, I want that. I want that, you know? We all have more guests from Jamie Love. Yeah, Jamie, I think the idea is to bring, in 2022, to bring more guests onto the podcast. And I don't know if that means virtually. I don't know if that means in person. If we do it in person, again, I want to apologize. I do want to up our audio game when we are on the road, because I just think the audio from that episode was not the best. But I think the idea of bringing on guests is something that we're interested in. And I don't want to limit it to, you know, just whatever. Like, I want to bring, I really feel like bringing the TikTok community together would be huge, because I feel like there's a lot of people all around
But there are some funny people on TikTok, man. And I personally, I would want to bring on some of those TikTokers. And not TikTok, because they have businesses and stuff outside of TikTok. But I just say that because they're popular on the app. But I want to bring these TikTokers on just so you can really understand their legit personalities. I know Padilla is one guy that has said that he wants to come on. That would be dope. Like, he seems like a really cool, funny guy, and like that would be really dope. Where did the name Cakes come from? All right, so I feel like this should be the podcast where we talk about it. Where did Cakes come from? You know, the nickname, the old name Cakes Mitchell. You know, people hear it, they think it's about my butt. It's not. But where did it come from? You know, like, it's just a random name to have. Cakes Mitchell. What does it mean? Is there a hidden meaning? Is it my actual name? What is my actual name? Is it Cakes? It is not. You know, that would be very not responsible of my parents if they named me Cakes. That would be set up for a life of explaining why my parents named me Cakes. Side note, there is a girl that I know from high school whose name was Twigs. And she told me that both of her parents were hippies. And I don't know why, but I remember that. But no, so my name Cakes, right? So let's take it back, man. I think I was 12, 13 years old. Set up the scenario. I'm from a very like rural redneck type place, right? So I grew up in this place called Sherwood. But even closer, this is a place called Tillman Island, right? Big redneck town. You know, pickup trucks. Everybody's a waterman, a fisherman, crabber. Everybody, man. And that place, Tillman Island, is the epitome of that. You know, Tillman, they have this thing called Tillman Day. Tillman Day, it's in October every single year. You know? It's like where all the whole redneck culture comes together and they just celebrate. They celebrate it. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. They have boat docking competitions. They have crab picking competitions. A lot of competitions at this place. They have oyster shucking. They got just people driving down the strip in their lifted pickup trucks. It's a beautiful sight. And a lot of drinking on Tillman Day. Not from me. You know, I'm 13. I'm more responsible than you would imagine at 13 years old. I didn't. My mother took me to said Tillman Day, and this is her Christmas. Tillman Day is her Christmas. So she takes me to Tillman Day and kind of lets me do my thing. I don't remember. I think that, so in high school, I had to get a certain number of volunteer hours to graduate. We had to get like 80 hours. We had to get 80 volunteer hours to be able to graduate high school. And a lot of people forged their hours. I'm not going to lie, I did some as well. I cleaned the trash off the beach quite a few times to get my hours. But some of my legitimate hours came from Tillman Day. And so I would work one of the concessions. You know, I would sell soda pop. Soda pop. That was my $1 for soda pop. You know? You want a Mountain Dew, Pepsi, Coke, Sprite? We got it. I got you. I'm the plug. I'm your guy. You know? So people give me the dollar, but that's kind of irrelevant to the story. But I was there because of that, you know. I was there because of my volunteer hours. But afterwards, you know, I get off the clock. I'm off the clock. I go around and I see this cake wheel. There's this giant wheel. There's a bunch of cakes on the table. And there's a giant cake wheel. It's like a wheel of fortune kind of. And there's this table. There's a bunch of numbers. So I went up, curious. Curious guy I was. You walk up and say, hey, you put a quarter on any of the numbers and you spin the wheel. If the wheel lands on your number, you win a cake. So, you know, I did it. Put a quarter on a number, spun it, nothing. Quarter on a number, spun it, nothing. Quarter on a number, spun it, nothing. But then something crazy happened. I put a quarter on a number, spun it, landed on my number. Am I some kind of psychic? Am I some kind of fortune teller? No. You know, it's just playing the game. You play it enough times, you're eventually going to win. I know it's kind of shocking to you guys, but I'm not a fortune teller. So I won this cake, chocolate on chocolate. That's the only way that I do cakes. Chocolate on chocolate. Any birthday party, I don't want no vanilla cake. I don't want no confetti cake. I don't want no ice cream cake. I want chocolate cake with chocolate icing. No sprinkles. Got to be moist. And this cake was the epitome of cakes. It was just perfect. So, you know, I'm 13 years old walking around Tillman Day with my prized possession, with my cake, walking around. I don't have a fork. I don't have a plate. I don't have a napkin. I'm just a 13-year-old boy going through puberty with his bare hands eating that cake, fisting it, like a grown man should. Pretty sure I got my first armpit hair after that day. But I was just eating that cake, you know, diving in, eating it. All over my shirt, all over my face. Had it everywhere, bro. Everywhere. There was not one square inch of my shirt that didn't turn brown. It was fantastic. I loved it. Anyway, I made it my mission that day to eat that entire cake. What else was I gonna do, guys? I don't know how to pick crabs at 13. I don't know how to shuck oysters at 13. I don't know how to dock a boat. Do I look like I know how to dock a boat? No, I don't own a boat. I'm not a boat guy. I'm 13. It's got my first armpit hair. I'm eating that cake. I'm eating all of it. There's not one piece of cake in that bin that ain't gonna be eaten. I get down, walk in the strip, and who comes up but a bunch of drunk high schoolers in their lifted pickup truck driving down the street. And they just, you could hear the rims and the tires like, skrrr. And they stop and they look over at me. I look over at them. I can tell that they're impressed. Nothing is said. And they just stare at me and they say, "Hey, look, it's cakes." Here we are. 16 years later, here we are. Since that day, bro, my name has been Cakes. The next year, Tillman Day, did the same thing. Except I didn't spin for the cake this time. I counted the number of blocks and paid in quarters the cake. I paid in quarters. Straight up, give me a cake. If you don't let me buy this cake right now, I'm going to put a quarter on each number. Bro. And then every year, I would go back to Tillman Day. And I would win one of them cakes. And since then, my name has been Cakes. So, there you guys go. Really hope that's one of the last times I have to tell this story. Because I get asked this question, you know, every time I got to introduce myself to somebody. And I don't tell them my name. By the way, my name is Ryan. So in a lot of like personal settings, if I'm like meeting my girlfriend's friends or, you know, whoever on a personal level, you know, I usually just to avoid, you know, usually just to avoid the whole interaction of explaining why my name is Cakes and going through that entire story again. To avoid that, I just, hey, my name's Ryan.
My name is Ryan. I'm sorry. I do that sometimes. Am I proud of it? No. Do I feel like I lost part of my identity? Yeah, a little bit. But to avoid, what did that take? 6 minutes? Imagine every time you go, hey, what's up, bro? What's your name? My name is Cakes. Huh, why is your name Cakes? 6 minutes of your life gone. Every time. I don't got that. Bro, it's every time. Every time you tell someone your name is Cakes, why? It's the same stuff. What's your name? Cakes. Why is your name Cakes? Is it your real name? No. What is your real name? Ryan. Why is it Cakes? 6 minutes. Gone. Thanks for explaining Cakes. My husband's name is Ryan. Oh, man. That was inspirational. No, I do my best. The best 6 minutes. Well, looks like I got a title for the podcast, so I'm not completely upset about it. No, I don't mind doing it. Every now and then, I don't mind telling the story. It's fun, you know. It's a good story. I like it. It's a good story. But sometimes when it happens every day, it gets a little bit much. But I don't mind telling the story every now and then. I don't want to sound like I'm bitter. I'm not bitter, guys. I'm not bitter about it. You know. I love you guys. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you guys every stream. I'll give you guys 6 minutes every day. Best 6 minutes of your life. Every day. With a very lucky girlfriend. Robert is cracking up. Where did the name Cakes come from Kayla? Okay, Kayla. That's funny. Interesting. Okay. I feel like I'm supposed to play. Hey, if you guys want to like and subscribe, do that. I always forget to do this stuff. I always forget to plug stuff. I've waited all year to hear it. Hey, Violet, for you. Violet, you deserve it. Violet, you've been rocking with us hardcore all the time. You're the best. Eric said I missed the story. Hey, well, this podcast will be out, so. Or I think you can rewind online, dude. Eric. Wow, that really took my voice. That took everything. What else you guys got for me? That was so inspirational. You know, I kind of lost myself. I was like an out-of-body experience there for a minute. I feel like I was there. You know, I wasn't here. I was there. Does that make sense? Has anyone had an out-of-body experience before? It's like, you really feel like you're outside of your body. You know you're in your body, but you feel out of your body. And you feel like you're in a video game. I don't know how to explain it. Nah, you the best. Sorry, I was drying my fish. Can you take it from the top from Jamie? You doing a Christmas podcast? I will not be here, so no. I can pre-record one or do one of these lives again and then re-upload and then upload it. I could do that. Kayla said makes perfect sense. Yeah. Hey, guys, want to plug this real quick. This is just for the live because if you see this later, it's not going to be there still. But if you still want to support us through merch, you guys can go to feelsright.shop and use code FLASH. It's FLASH for 20% off your order. That is for today only. So if you want to support us, we're trying to clear room in our inventory so we can drop new merch, and we have the new merch, but there is no room in our studio. So we are trying to move product out. So if you guys want, you can go to feelsright.shop and use code FLASH at checkout for 20% off. This comes from Eric. Is lasagna just pasta cake? Bro, I was scared of lasagna when I was a kid. I was scared of it. You know, I saw Garfield and all that, and he was big into lasagna, but that wasn't persuasive enough. When I thought of lasagna, I thought it was going to be nasty. Like, I legit avoided lasagna for maybe 25 years of my life. I didn't need it. I was scared of it, to be honest. I didn't realize it was literally just pasta cake. Why was I thought it was going to be like Brussels sprouts, and I like Brussels sprouts. Why am I so scared? I'm not sure. Lasagna has... It's the name, I think. You know how Lil Wayne's like... Real G's moving silence like lasagna? I don't think that did anything for me. Like, that still scared me, but that wasn't the reason to be scared. Lasagna is just intimidating. It's an intimidating dish. It was just a lot going on. It was like cheese. And I don't know, man. I was just scared of it. But it is so good. Lasagna is a treat. I thought it was going to be a burden. Like, you know when you go to someone's house as a kid and the parents make dinner and you, I don't know about you, but I was very picky and they always made something weird, bro. They put like peas in the mac and cheese. I'm like, why, bro? Just give me mac and cheese. What's your favorite pasta? I love pesto chicken. Chicken pesto. Either way you want to start it, that's probably my favorite pasta. I also like chicken Alfredo is really good too. I think the audio just broke up. Can you tell the story? Oh, buy AMC stock and change your financial destiny from JPEG. Why? What is AMC doing? They own a new wave or something? Something I don't know about. Real fake Christmas tree. This is a fake Christmas tree. I got a real one last year, which is my first real Christmas tree ever. You know, I never had a real Christmas tree growing up. My parents are split. My dad had a fake tree. My mom had a fake tree. I thought it was run of the mill. I thought that was standard. Apparently, people had the beautiful journey of going out, chopping down a tree, putting it up, decorating it. You could smell the Christmas tree. I never had that until last year. And I did it, guys. I went out. I found a tree. Cut it down like a man with even more than one armpit hair. Cut it down, put it up, fed it, watered it, nurtured it, put the bulbs on it, put the lights on it. My girlfriend helped me. She's the one that convinced me to do it. And I put it up. But then the thing was, me and my girlfriend did not live together at the time. She didn't want me to take down the tree until she came back. And we had a long distance relationship. She didn't want me to take it down until she came back to help me. But the problem with that is she didn't come back until like January whatever. It's way past Christmas. So we go to take the tree down when she finally comes over. All the needles fall on the ground. And my girlfriend spills the water that's, you know, feeding the tree onto the ground. So all the needles are on the floor. All the needles are wet. And I had to take... basically a branch, take that outside, we put it in a bed sheet, wrapped it up kind of like a Christmas burrito, and we took that outside, and that's the end of that story. I thought it'd be a lot, the climax of that wasn't as great as I thought it was going to be. That's what she said. Anyway, all right guys, I think I'm gonna hop off. Thank you. If you guys enjoyed the Cakes Only podcast, let me know, and I will do more of these. I'd really hope that this mic, while me holding it, didn't make any extra noises with me moving it around. If it did, I'm sorry. I'll listen to the playback, and if it's annoying, I will not hold it anymore, but I like holding it, so I might get a different mic if it's a problem. I love you. See you soon. That's it.